Lake Effect continues on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Bonnie North. We are in Bayview at Enlightened Brewery and Twisted Path Distillery for our latest Lake Effect on site. And it only makes sense that brewing and distilling ought to be one of our focuses on this show. Is that foci? I think it's foci. Kathy Flanagan.
Focal points.
Kathy Flanagan is an ideal person to join us, even though she is not a Bayview resident. Sorry about that.
Kathy covers beer and beer culture for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and her latest book is called Beer Lovers Wisconsin. Kathy, welcome to the show.
So, Kathy, we all know about the city's German history and why brewing rose to such prominence here, but can you describe the recent evolution of beer and brewing in Milwaukee? Because it's changed.
Explosive? I started writing about beer maybe 5 years ago, and there were, you know, a few breweries. There was, of course, Sprecher, Lakefront, Water Street Brewing, Milwaukee Brewing, and then suddenly, boom, 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 so many breweries. And I think we're at 31 now, with at least five I know that will open in the next few months.
When was the last time there were 31 breweries in Wisconsin, in Milwaukee?
Actually, I don't think there were 31 at any time. I think this outdoes that number.
So really a renaissance for beer in the city.
Absolutely. And we were late to the boom. So everybody always asks, is there going to be a bust? And no.
No.
The owners of Enlightened Brewing are happy you said that.
Not on my watch.
Yeah. Well, Bayview seems to be home to a seemingly endless supply of house bars as well. And so what do you know about them and why they're so prevalent here?
When you say house bars...
Like bars in houses.
Yeah. Bars in... Oh,
bars
like
and
the
houses,
Palm
like,
and, yeah,
those
Tonic.
Those little corner
and,
things that look
yeah,
like... Yeah,
I mean, those have always been part of Milwaukee's history. It's the corner bar, but it's just upscaled a little bit from beer in a shot. You know, the shots are... more elaborate whiskeys, and the beers are more elaborate beers. But I think that, I'm not sure tap rooms have been an issue for them. Tap rooms are a place for breweries to get started, to let people know about their beer, to get people to taste it. And I think it's had some impact on some of Milwaukee's bar culture. But I don't think it's bad, because at breweries you get one kind of beer, and at bars you get many.
So, you know, you wrote Beer Lovers Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. If you were making the case to someone from someplace else in the country, you're trying to explain what beer culture is in Milwaukee circa 2018. How do you describe it?
It's everywhere. I mean, we're the only state that our church festivals are based on beer. It's just a part of your life. Beer festivals aren't just summer. They're all year. There were just two last weekend. It's what we do. It's what we drink. It's always been part of our heritage.
It is the only place I've ever been to where you can get beer at the zoo.
Yes. Well, you can in San Diego, but it's not good beer.
I was going to say, it'd be better beer here. Yeah.
Do you have a sense for what happened to cause the scene to explode the way it has?
I keep asking that question, and some of it is demographics, but we've become more entrepreneurial in Milwaukee. I think that's fairly obvious, but if you look at coffee and then you look at the farm-to-table movement with food, beer was natural to that. We, you know, there's a whole group of people who want to know where their food comes from, where their coffee comes from, and where their beer comes from. And they want to go to Tommy and James, and they want to say, hey, I like this beer. How can I get me more? Or they want to say, I don't particularly like this style. Can we try a different one?
Same thing for distilled drinks as well.
I believe so, yeah. I mean, they can come here and they can talk to people. They can know what's in their drink, and they know how it's made and where it came from.
One of the things I've always thought of with, like, the corner bar and that sort of thing is they've tended to be historically pretty male-dominated. Are women being more welcomed in places now? Has that shifted?
I think women feel welcome in breweries. I don't think there are a lot of women brewers. I recently did a story. I missed one. There are three women brewers in Milwaukee. There are women involved in brewing, but they're not actually brewing beer. I think it's growing. I think beer has an issue with diversity that it has to fix, and it has an issue with the all-boys club that it's working on, but it's an open, and if I could fix it,
well, do you think Milwaukee is kind of on the forefront of fixing that? Are we seeing more women starting to get interested in making it? Not so much?
I don't think they're on the forefront. I mean, I think that if you look at Girls Pine Out, it's an all-women's group. They make beer. Pink Boots. I'm in the Pink Boots Society, which are women involved in brewing, and they've gotten more active. Barley's Angels, they make beer. They show up at a lot of events. They're pretty strong in getting the word out about women and beer, but it's slow moving, and it's going to take some changes in how beer is labeled. There are a lot of really unfortunate beer labels that need to be changed, and I think it's an area that beer can court. I mean, I think that they can, it's probably not the right word, but they could absolutely get women on their side, because beer pairs better with food than wine.
Do you get the sense, even within this current, still kind of male-dominated scene, is there a sense of collegiality in the brewing industry today that, was it there in the days of Schlitz and Pabst and Blatz and, you know, the old big names?
When I looked at the brewing exhibit at the Milwaukee Historical Society, they had a banker's ledge that all the bankers said they would be open about what they made, and everybody could look at it. I don't think we're there, but there's a group. There's the, I want to call it the Alliance, and I want to make them superheroes, but there's a brewery league, yes, that's it. That's why I want to make it Alliance. It's a league. They do events once a month. They're all pretty close to each other, and I don't think any brewer in town hasn't had to borrow from another brewer or get advice from another brewer, and they're really open to that. They're some of the nicest people I've ever met.